When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost through the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Do you know the difference between lifespan and health span? One is how long you live. The other is the quality of those years. We want both. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. We need to challenge the old myth that says the die is already cast. Cognitive and physical impairment, along with emotional components of aging, is regulated by activity, eating habits, social interaction, and learning new things. Basically, use it, stay active, or lose it. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Chair of Templeton Area Advisory Group pleads guilty to vandalism and other charges. Atascadero Police releases name of DUI motorist involved in hit and run. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 60 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. David Allen Leader, head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, has pled guilty to multiple charges of vandalism, harassment, and violating a restraining order. The DA's office says the charges stem from October 2024. Neighbors along Orchard Road say Leader maliciously damaged and defaced personal property belonging to them and repeatedly disobeyed temporary restraining orders issued by a judge in the months that followed. The DA's office says Leader revved his vehicle's engine around their home, drove on the wrong side of the road, just past the speed limit multiple times, stared at the neighbors and made hand gestures towards them, slowed or stopped across from their properties, and shone lights at their homes and cameras at night. Leader was placed on 2 years formal felony probation and is ordered to serve 30 days in county jail. He is forced to pay $684 in restitution to two individuals. Caltrans District 5 is planning a full closure of a Highway 1 off-ramp in Cayucas. The closure will begin Monday, July 27th, and will be for the northbound Highway 1 off-ramp at 13th Street. The closure will be in place for approximately 2 weeks as crews perform emergency repair work to replace a drainage system. Travelers attempting to exit Highway 1 at 13th Street are directed to go further north and exit at Cayucas Drive. Delays of up to 5 minutes are expected. City of Atascadero releases name of motorist involved in hit and run. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The city of Atascadero has released the identity of the motorist they arrested involved in a hit-and-run incident earlier this week. On July 2nd at about 5 p.m., officers responded to a vehicle versus scooter collision on the 7100 block of El Camino Real. One party had moderate injuries. One of the motorists fled on foot. The motorist was located near the intersection of Curbrill and San Luis Avenue, fleeing into a nearby business to avoid officers. 22-year-old Rafael Angeles Morales was arrested for felony hit-and-run, DUI causing injury, and driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or greater. CHP has released further information of the fatal crash that took place on Adelaida Road, west of Hidden Mountain Road. CHP says officers responded to the incident at about 2:41 p.m. on Monday, June 20th. Upon arrival, it was determined 56-year-old Paso Robles resident Laura Noles Codernandez was driving a 1999 Acura CL westbound on Adelaida Road at an unknown speed. For unknown reasons, the vehicle crossed the eastbound lanes before leaving the south roadway edge, subsequently overturning several times down the embankment. Ms. Noles Codernandez succumbed to her injuries at the scene. There were no other occupants of the vehicle at the time of the crash. CHP is continuing to investigate this incident. Drugs and or alcohol are not suspected to be a factor. This weekend marks the final days for the 2026 California Mid-State Fair. The fair will open at noon today, Saturday, and Sunday. At 8 a.m. today is the Team Roping Country Rodeo at the Hearst Equestrian Center and the Beef Showmanship in the Paso Robles Pavilion, both at 8 a.m. Tonight is the Chumash Grandstand in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, an evening of music and wine with Three Dog Night with Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. Today is Kids Day at the fair. All children ages 12 and under get free daily admission. Tomorrow is the Country Rodeo at 8 a.m. presented by Boot Barn. The livestock auction starts at 8 a.m. at the Paso Robles Pavilion. Then the 8:05 Beer Country Rodeo Finals presented by Hearst in the Chumash Grandstand Arena at 7:30 p.m. On Sunday, a tractor pull at 7 p.m. in the Grandstand Arena with an evening of horsepower and competition. Watch powerful tractors and trucks put their strength to the test as drivers pull a weighted sled the farthest distance possible. There'll be a pit party prior to the tractor pull. Sunday is Armed Forces Day with free daily admission for veterans with an active, valid military ID. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Braves beat the Padres 6-5. Tonight, the Angels will face the Giants, the Athletics will go against the Twins, the Padres will face the Marlins, the Dodgers will go against the Mets, the Yankees will face the Phillies. In California news, nearly 150,000 ballots in California were rejected this primary, up significantly from previous years. The main reason for ballots being rejected was due to their late arrival. Lateness accounted for about 93,000 of rejected ballots. The number of rejected ballots in June's 2024 primary was about 108,000. Earlier this week, a 63-year-old man was found dead at a park in San Bernardino County, with his remains found in a trash can nearby. The victim, Jose De Jesus Arriaga, was found naked and lying on the grass at Rialto City Park. His clothes, wallet, cash, and driver's license were found in a trash can. Investigators say his injuries appear to be consistent with either a fall or physical altercation. California is suing the Trump administration a third time over new conditions on U.S. Department of Homeland Security grants. The Trump administration's new rules pertain to mandating state employ a federal system to verify the citizenship of all their voters using hand-marked paper voting ballots and assist with federal immigration enforcement to remain eligible for federal DHS grants. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. President Donald Trump has announced plans to look into retail beef prices, and RCAF USA has been urging that action for some time, pointing to retail beef margins that have grown significantly over the last several decades, according to CEO Bill Bullard.
In 2021, the producer's share of the consumer beef dollar fell to a historical low of about 37 cents. Per dollar, but the beef packer share had risen from about 11% up to 22%, and the retailers were able to maintain a significant market share. But in 2024, we saw a shift. We saw that the packer share declined significantly back to around 11%. The retailer share increased, and the producer share, of course, is also increasing. In 2025, the retailer share continues to increase.
And because retailers are taking more than their competitive share?
President Trump has announced that he has requested the largest retailers to begin lowering the price of beef, and apparently Walmart has agreed to do so. And we think that's exactly where the administration needs to be focused to address consumer affordability.
RCAF USA's Bill Bullard. And CME Group has announced plans to launch sorghum basis futures. Trading is expected to start on August 24th, pending regulatory review.
In the heart of cowboy country, legends rise. Saturday, August 1st, Central Butte hosts the 70th annual Champions Ride Saddlebrock Match, a PRCA-sanctioned battle of grit, power, and tradition. The dust flies, the crowd roars, the toughest broncs and the boldest riders go head-to-head. Grab your seat in the open-air arena, bid on your rider at the Live Calcutta, and support a powerful cause at Home on the Range. It all begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, August 1st. Tickets and info at HOTRND.com.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. More California farms and ranches are incorporating small-scale overnight camping into their operations. The trend comes as farms seek to diversify their incomes amid rising land ownership costs, water uncertainty, and fluctuating crop prices, according to the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources. It was also boosted by Assembly Bill 518, state legislation approved last year that created a new state category for small, nature-based campsites that no longer need a commercial occupancy permit. It is a positive that agricultural producers may have more options to diversify their income in a way that is compatible with their farming businesses and that invites the public to appreciate the beauty of California's agricultural lands, said Rachel Callahan, statewide agritourism coordinator for the UC Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Plenty of sunshine today with highs right around 100. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies today with highs right around 101. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday. Sunny skies Monday through Friday next week. 100 Sunday, upper 90s on Monday and Tuesday, mid-90s Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, 101 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and fair in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower. Brent crude, the global benchmark for oil, topped $100 a barrel this morning on new tensions in the Middle East, and interest rates on treasuries are higher. New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 187,000 last week, though, and the number of people remaining on benefits also dropped to 1.79 million. Shares of Alphabet, parent of Google, opened down 5%. Investors are concerned about the billions it is spending on artificial intelligence. Tesla shares are down nearly 10%. It also has been boosting spending, and its earnings were weaker than expected. Cable and entertainment company Comcast is reporting a lower profit for the recent quarter, but it picked up more streaming subscribers, and the stock is higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Rejoice with me because we've expanded. We have new location downtown Paso Robles on 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street, right across the street from Site 1. And we're going to celebrate by having a party. Everybody's invited, especially contractors. Contractors Celebration Day, July 31st at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a live band. Neighborhood Cats is going to be there. We're going to have food. We're going to have fun. I'm giving a lot of stuff away. And we have charities that we're going to donate a lot of money to. So please don't miss it. Come on down. The party starts Friday, July 31st, but does not end. It starts when you get there. 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street. Come on down. We'll see you there. We have a buy one, get one free deal. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. We're ready for freedom of speech. This hour brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition on The Right Choice.
Morning Exchange.
Someone you can rely on. Through thick and thin.
KPRL.
Alrighty, I'd like to congratulate Mr. Dave Lou. He was one of the qualifiers this week for trivia. A gift certificate from Joe's Place. Mr. Dave, you got 30 days. Call ahead at the office before you come on down and pick up the gift certificate. And thanks for listening. All right, coming up this afternoon, it's whoever gets here first, Darsha or Kenny, or Kenny or Darsha. That's open mic for, open mic Friday this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice. Back to last hour. Lying. There are white lies, and there are lies, and there are lies that you may use to keep from hurting someone's feeling. So here is on the text a big one. All right, you ready? Is telling someone with an ugly baby that their child is precious, is it a lie? Chris, you're first up.
It depends on if you sincerely mean it. I assume that if you think the child is ugly and you're saying that it's precious, I guess that's a lie. But I mean, precious doesn't exactly, you know, have to do with appearance. I mean, I think children and babies are precious in the sense that we should take care of them. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. So the the question should be, isn't that a beautiful babe or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I'd say that's a little bit more accurate, in which case, I mean, yeah, if I mean, you say something and you think something else, and that's a lie.
All right, well, okay. When I first saw this, one of the first things that came to mind was the Seinfeld episode. But the other is to maybe not tell this little white lie from hurting the feelings of a parent is to simply say, well, he looks like you, or the dad, or you know, either one. That way you're not directly answering the question, because I know you should always answer a question, but say, hey, well, you know, what do you think? And Kevin, don't you think my kid's beautiful? Yeah, he looks just like you. That's an okay answer, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a socially acceptable answer. It's, as long as you don't say it sarcastically, then I think nobody will be on to what you mean unless they start pressing for questions.
Well, that's always a... that would be a concern, but I think you might be able to get away with the, it looks just like you. Or the milkman. All right, let's see here. Kevin, you mentioned the 16th Amendment. I have always thought the 16th Amendment violated the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause. The law applies differently to you because of how much money you earn. That's right, it's not equal, is it? And it never was equal. Because remember what I told you back in 1913, the 1% based on the $3,000 and the 7% based on income over $500,000. Okay? So you have that. Regarding the... Because the question I asked, other than is a hot dog a sandwich or not, is which amendment do you think is, you know, one of the worst? And I'm leaning towards the 16th Amendment. That made the income tax permanent. Now, one of the reasons why I came up with this, because when I came in this morning looking at, you know, everything I set up for coming on the air, and one is today in history, and then they have the deaths and what happened and et cetera, et cetera. So when I saw this, because there's 2 days in history that have to do with taxes, or at least incidents that happened. One is the window tax. What's the window tax? Well, we didn't have to worry about it because this goes way back. This was in 1851. It was in England. The window tax is repealed, having been first levied in 1696. Some houses of the era would brick up windows in order to avoid the tax. The window tax was originally levied in lieu of the income tax, which was strongly opposed as people saw revealing your income as an intrusion of government into your private affairs. Think about that. Well, we know now that the government has to know your private affairs. And for any of you constitutional scholars... Now, I know that, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, all, it gave a lot of power to the people. That's why we had additions to the amendments or questions about the, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But think about that. If you want to get right down to it. Again, I know that we need to pay for things, infrastructure, the police, fire, armies. But look how far we've gone. So think about the government saying, okay, we're going to do this, but we want to know how much money you make. Because then we can come after you based on what you make and get more money out of you. Is it too simplistic to say, well, wait a minute, that is an intrusion? What damn business is it of a total stranger to know how much money I make? Well, okay, you could say, well, I have to know how to... tax you based on it. If you don't have any money, how can they do that? So, et cetera, et cetera. So obviously we've come a long way. And then you had something on this day in 1846 regarding poll tax. And many of you have heard of the author Henry David Thoreau. Now, he was jailed for refusing to pay his poll tax, and that's led him to writing the essay, famous essay, Civil Disobedience, in which he stated that government must end unjust actions in order to have the right to collect taxes. Okay? He did spend a night in jail because of his refusal, but he was freed because somebody paid the tax the next day, and by the way, it was against his wishes. So when you look at the breakdown of the history of taxes in this country, and, well, in England too, it's pretty amazing where we're at. Okay, we have one here is, again, that I'm just reading this, folks. I didn't say this. The 19th Amendment is by far the worst. That gave women the right to vote, which is, well, I forget what year. 1919 or something. I can't remember. Which, if you think about that, okay, so women had the right to vote in, again, I'll just say 1919 because I can't remember the exact date. We fought a war. Slavery. One of the few countries, by the way, in what we would say the modern times that had to fight a law to get rid of slavery. And again, as I've indicated over the years of the book I have been reading and continue to read because I love it, it's The Real Lincoln. So we gave freedom to the slaves and, you know the history. If there was consistency in the government, why did it take almost another 50 years to give women the right to vote? Anybody ever think about that? Just something to throw at you there. All right. Let's see here. What else do we have? I have no idea what this means. Somebody sent me something. I don't know. All right. I came across this. Let's see if I can find it. And this, it reminded me of, remember on a few occasions we've had people say how disrespectful, particularly at school board meetings, you have a couple of Weight Watcher people up there eating and playing around on their laptops or their phones and stuff while people were up in, you know, public comment and so forth. And I've said you need to call them out. You need to call them out on that. Well, it happened this week in Sacramento, and I'll play a little bit of this, and it led to quite the drama.
Talking yet? You can restart my timer.
Please go ahead and.
You can restart my timer.
Please proceed.
I will keep talking after the 2 minutes. I will have my 2 minutes. You need to pay attention to your constituents. You need to pay attention to your constituents. I have watched you talking with every single person up here, not paying attention to the people that are telling you that their data is being shared and it doesn't matter to you. Kevin, listen to me. Stop being an asshole, dude. Listen to your constituents. There are people talking to you. All it is two minutes. Yeah, it might be 30 times, but how much do you get paid to sit here to just listen to people comment? You just got back from 3 weeks of vacation, so you can't just sit here and pay attention.
For your comments, your time is complete.
I'm not done yet. All right, so that went on for a little bit because the lady was, you know, with the language there, you can argue about that. But I guess the point is, I'm glad she called out the people on this board that was city council. That we're not paying attention while people were taking their time to go talk to them about either an agreement or disagreement with whatever issue it may be. Most of the time, in this particular case, it was the people on, I'm sorry to call them people, the folks on the council were primarily not paying attention to the public comment on those that they disagreed with. And this lady finally, she had enough. And, okay, the language is one thing, but I don't blame her. And I think there's a lot of sentiment. And maybe once in a while you need to, you know, not get violent or anything like that. But you can certainly show a little emotion, which apparently we've seen this more and more. The elected officials that, and she pointed out, they're getting paid and they made a commitment. They don't like that. And so what do? They end the meeting, or the police come in, or in other instances, the council then will just leave and they will do some business without the public. And of course they all say, well, this could get dangerous and so forth. Yeah, it probably could sometimes. But again, if you're not paying attention to the public while they're up there and they get angry at you, it's not their fault. It's not their fault. You need to take a look on how you're conducting yourself. I mean, heck, you can look like you're paying attention and not pay attention. I mean, if you're not even smart enough to do that, I don't even know why you're up there. All right, so you have that. And we have another issue that came up yesterday. And we talked about this going back several weeks and a little bit yesterday, but it just so happens that on Thursday, that would be yesterday. And think about this now. You may not like these people, but here it is. Senator Adam Schiff, Doris Matsui, and Little Jimmy Panetta. They led a bipartisan group of 28 total members of California's congressional delegation in urging Federal Communications Commission to stop AT&T's effort to discontinue landline services and uphold its obligation to serve California communities. How about that? Now, this comes just days after a federal court rejected AT&T's request to temporarily block California from enforcing its carrier of last resort requirement while the company's lawsuit proceeds. All right. Now, what this entails is this attempt by AT&T to cease operations of critical networks in areas that are prone to wildfires, landslides, massive snowstorms, and earthquakes would leave approximately 200,000 California residential and business customers without alternative communications in the event of a cellular outage. This is what the lawmakers are stating. Okay, so you have this, so we're going to see how far this goes or when. And by the way, that 200,000 approximately Californian, there's more than that. There's more than that because, you know, the percentages aren't obviously as high as they used to be, but there's a fairly decent percentage when you total not only California but the United States of people that still use and in some cases rely on landlines. So just so happened this came out yesterday, so pretty good timing since we did bring it up yesterday. All righty, so there you go regarding that. By the way, the you know, we have let me jump to this one because there's another one having to do with this. It relates to California regarding this billionaire tax. So anyway, there was a story yesterday that Chris did, and it was a report that was released from the county. And this has to do, I forget what it's called, the point in time count. Now, according to the story, it showed a slight decrease in homelessness. All right. And here's a couple of things that jumped out, at least to me. The report says there has been a 42% reduction in unsheltered homelessness and a 22% reduction in total homelessness. This is over the past 4 years. Now, again, I don't know who puts this report together, but I noticed as soon as I heard it that, okay, this is good news. 42% reduction in that one area and 22% reduction in the total. But the report still cites persistent challenge. Okay. Wow. Persistent challenge. And then it goes on with a little bit more of this dribble. And it says, continued momentum will require expanding permanent supportive housing. And the reason why this jumped out at me is this report with the words of persistent challenge and continued momentum, expanding permanent supportive. What does that sound like? Well, we're going to have a bigger cottage industry. Hey, things may be getting better, but we still need to expand. We still need to get our paychecks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this never ends. This never ends. I'm almost convinced that if there was a 0% in any of these numbers, they would still come up with a reason why they need to continue to have their jobs that you and I pay for. And good paying jobs, too, with nice benefits and pensions, the whole nine yards. All right, exit, stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. David Allen Leader, head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, has pled guilty to multiple charges of vandalism, harassment, and violating a restraining order. Neighbors of Leader say he damaged and defaced their personal property, deliberately disobeyed a temporary restraining order, and shone lights on their homes and cameras at night. He is placed on 2 years felony probation and ordered to serve 30 days in county jail. The city of Atascadero has released the identity of the motorist they arrested involved in a hit-and-run incident earlier this week. On July 22nd at about 5 p.m., 22-year-old Rafael Angeles Morales was arrested for felony hit-and-run, DUI causing injury, and driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or greater. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Ready for more pain? After 13 nights of CENTCOM airstrikes, President Trump suggests Iran hasn't felt enough pain yet to make a deal. So he's weighing a massive new attack, bigger than Epic Fury, to get them to the table.
They would like to do something, but I say they're not ready yet. They need more of the same.
The president also saying he'll use frozen Iranian assets to pay for any damage to ships and Gulf neighbors. Iran's foreign minister warning the chaos from that confiscation won't be pretty or peaceful. President Trump braving a threat environment tonight, the rescheduled White House Correspondents' Dinner at the D.C. Waldorf tonight after the attempt on his life at the April Hilton dinner.
The Secret Service has investigated roughly 10,000 threat cases so far this year alone. That's a 40% increase compared to this time last year.
Fox's Christina Coleman. America is listening to Fox News.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
July is flying by, and so are the appointments at Spa Allegretto. Don't miss your chance to enjoy a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service all month long at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. The perfect summer treat. Before the month is gone, call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. July appointments are going fast.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. All right, a hot one. High of 100. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. And for your Saturday, we'll go up 101. 100 on Sunday. Then upper 90s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Next Thursday, 100. 102 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 6:05 a.m., 8:14 p.m. We are at 65 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Alrighty, your community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Don't forget, they've got brunch for you on the weekend, so go to the beautiful, beautiful community and enjoy. All right, let's make a deal, Paso. Paso Robles, what do they have here? It's the Hidden Treasures are coming up August 22nd at the City Park from 9 until 3. So if you'd like to get in and participate one way or the other or be a sponsor, and don't forget they have a kids' flea market as well, contact your downtown Main Street Association. That's all you need to do. And get ready, Monty, 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 to make a deal. That's what you need to do. Also, let's not forget about the War Memorial over there at the stadium right down the street here. Is that they are they are raising money to upgrade the memorial for those Bearcats who gave everything for their country from World War II. And it's a beautiful memorial that's underway, and they hope to have it ready by the first home game this year. And if you can help out, you can send a check directly to the high school, but make sure that you mark it for this memorial, all right? Okay, because the school district is paying for it, but the hope is that the community will, you know, cancel out what the school district pays for, and it's a little bit more than $100,000 is what they're looking for, and so it would be much appreciated. You can look up, you can go online and look up the War Memorial and take a look and make the decision for yourself. But they would appreciate it very, very much. Again, they've got a picture of it, and it is just, it's nice. All right, community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. As I mentioned, they got brunch on the weekends. They're located in the delightful River Oaks community. Okay, let's see here. Where are we at? Oh, it's already 7.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yes, indeed. Go to bellajewel.com for any information. All right, we've got to do, no, it's not like we've got to do, we're going to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Here we go. Leading off, we have, oh my goodness. Oh, Rocket Man. Gary Britton's having another birthday. Jackie Sofer, Ed Sosinoff, Dwayne Picanso, Christina Roden-Borchard, Randy Booth, Renee Lyons, Dennis Lukes, Michelle Bognail, Jack Stinchfield, Brenda Cressy, Cheryl Andrus, Mike and Deborah Taylor, Jay and Diane Packer are having a birthday, an anniversary. Saturday's local celebrities, Tyler Joseph Branham, Brandy Smith Sr., we have Fred Roy, Stephen Burke, Dan Stewart, Candy Wells, Easton Reese, and Gail Fadaro. Sundays, Kaylin Ahrens, Eric Brown, Lynn Kamazu, Marjorie Vicente, Ross Major, Katrina Keats is having a birthday. Bronson Von Fleet of the Von Fleet family. Sharon Flynn. All right. Christine DeMuro, Jeff Sales, Roy Hill, Tony Scalise. All it says here is Matthew Jr. I don't know what that is or who. And then Anita and Brian Black. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, Simon Bolivar is 1783-1830. Those of you that have watched on several occasions Shawshank Redemption, Alexander Dumas, 1802-1870, Amelia Earhart, 1897, go figure, Cootie Williams, trumpet guy, 1910-1985. Lock on, we go. Doug Sanders, golf champ, 1933-2020. One of the greats, Willie Davis, played with the Packers, 1934-2020. We have Ruth Buzzy Leffen, 1936, passed away last year. This guy, when he left the University of Indiana, he held just about every school record in hoops. And when he retired from the NBA, he averaged 21 points and 14 rebounds. Very underrated player. Walt Bellamy, 1939-2013. Friends of Distinction, Grazing in the Grass is a Gas every time. Anyway, Barbara Jean Love, 1941. Onward we go. Chris Sarandon, he's a pretty good actor. He was born in 1942 from the group Gloria. I mean them, G-L-O-R-I-A. Jim Armstrong, 1944. Robert Hayes, the actor, 1947. The one and only, yes indeed, Kramer, Cosmo, Michael Richards, 1949. Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, 1951. Steve Grogan, not a bad quarterback for the Patriots, 1953. Parliament Funkadelic, Gary Scheider. He was one of the singers, guitar player, 1953, died in 2010. Country singer, yes, indeed, Pam Tillis, 1957. Carl Malone, the mailman in the Basketball Hall of Fame, 1963. Bonds, Barry Bonds, 1964. Who else do we have? Kristen Chenoweth, the actress, 1968. Rick Fox played with the Lakers and others, 1969. Jennifer Lopez, 1969. Kevin Hardy, he was a good linebacker. He was born in 1973. Also on the list we have, I'm looking. That's it. All right, let's see here. I got a little bit of time, but time moves on so slowly. Passing away on this day, let's see who's on the lack of oxygen list. Hulk Hogan, 2025. Regis Philbin, 2020. Let's see who else. Manton Van Buren, the president. He died in 1862. Jackie Mason, banned from the Ed Sullivan Show. I'm not laughing that he died, but he passed away in 2021. All right, here you go. Oh, yeah, George Jefferson, Sherman Hemsley. He died in 2012. Quite the character. Chad Everett, Medical Center, died in 2012. William Brennan, Supreme Court Justice, 1997. And let's see here. Sunshine Sammy Morrison. He was one of the first of the on the Little Rascals. He died in 1981. Peter Sellers, oh, man. He died in 1980. I get a kick out of that. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Who's going? That's a pretty good list today. However, he was drafted by the Cleveland Browns in the 15th round, then shipped off to the Green Bay Packers. And all he did was, well, help Vince Lombardi and the rest of the guys win five NFL championships, including two Super Bowls, all-pro, all-decade team and stuff like that. And he was just one of the most reliable players that they had. He rarely missed a game. And as a defensive end, remember, they didn't keep sack totals back then. But the estimate is that he had well over 120 in his career. He did have 22 fumble recoveries. That's pretty amazing. And like any book I've read about Vince Lombardi and so forth, almost to a man, every single one of them became very successful in life after they left football. And Willie Davis became no exception, one of the most successful black business owners in the United States. Willie Davis to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. CHP has released further information of a fatal vehicle collision that took place on Adelaide Road west of Hidden Mountain Road earlier this week. At about 2:41 p.m. on Monday, it was determined 56-year-old Paso Robles resident Laura Nihlas Cote Hernandez died in the collision. Drugs or alcohol are not believed to be a factor in the crash, but CHP is still investigating. Caltrans District 5 is planning a full closure of Highway 1 and an off-ramp in Cayucas. The closure will start Monday, July 27th, and will be for the north end Highway 1 off-ramp at 13th Street. The closure will be in place for about 2 weeks. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
And Willie Davis passed away at the age of 85 in April of 2020 due to kidney failure, but one of the best of all time. All right, we've got one more to go this hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.